Queen. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
Hello, everybody. I actually have a better time slot this semester. I am no longer at 2 in the morning, so I actually know to say good night, everybody, rather than good morning or good night or whatever goes in between. So that's a great little situation. This is Spanky Delight and the Funkistador. I am here with Mr. Spanky Delight, who also goes by Will, in case anyone's wondering. His mic's not quite on yet. I'm keeping him silent for a few moments, so that way we can celebrate the Super Bowl that just occurred. Of course, we don't get Wi-Fi in this room really that well, so I have to wait for my computer to load. But seeing as the Patriots just won again, and the Red Sox just won, and to go even further, they both did it against LA, which everybody knows, like, no one really likes LA that much, do they? It's Boston, at least in this area. If you're from LA, it's a whole nother story. I have a whole little thing to say there, but I won't. I'll keep it PG on air. But I just want to say Tom Brady is obviously the best ever. 6 Super Bowls, unparalleled, unrivaled, absolutely incredible. This is a city of champions. I don't care what anyone says. People are like, oh, you guys only love sports because you have nothing else going for you. And I mean, what does any city have going for it? We have good food. We have good sports. We have some movie stars from here too. Like, what other city has all that? I don't know. Like, they're just jealous. It's jealousy. So to celebrate this win, I am just going to play a quick little song by Queen. You'll probably know it. So this is We Are the Champions.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Oh,
Okay, so that was We Are the Champions by Queen. Just to complete my little rant about the Patriots, if you come to school in Boston and you aren't from the opposing city, so here if you're from LA, last year if you're from Philadelphia, I get you rooting for your hometown team. But if you're from another city and you come here and then just root against the Patriots, it's kind of like, why? Don't you want them to win? Don't you want to celebrate in the city you chose to come to school to, since this is your adopted city for 4 years? That's just my take. I'm really confused by why people come here and then are like, oh, I don't want the Patriots to win. Like, you're a New Englander now. Get used to it. You're better than that. Anyways, I believe that we have a public service announcement to be read. So here we go.
We have mic four.
Mic four, my bad.
Hello, everybody. Today we have a special announcement called Numbers to Think About. Today we're going to talk about prescription drugs versus medicinal marijuana deaths. For starters, the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose on prescription drugs is 54. Big ol' 5-4. While the number of human beings that have ever died from an overdose of medicinal marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
Really, 0?
Oh yeah, big fat 0.
What an incredible fact. Well, that is our public service announcement. Everybody, stay safe out there. Be careful when you take prescription drugs. Be careful when you smoke, too. Apparently, you won't overdose.
You don't have to be that careful.
But don't do something stupid. Don't drive under the influence, for example. Be careful out there. Since we just played Queen, I'm going to stick with something classic and something English. And so this is Bob O'Reilly by The Who.
Teenage wasteland. It's only teenage wasteland. Teenage.
All right, so that was Bob O'Reilly by The Who. I guess I should thank my dad for my superb music taste. Maybe not, though, because I definitely developed a lot on my own. So this next song, you got it?
Got
you. You're on.
All right, so we got a special treat for you. This band, up and coming. Less than 30,000 listens on Spotify, and as of a month ago, they shot up to, what, 300,000?
8 million.
Yeah, 8 million. They went on tour and just absolutely took over. This is Half Alive. Let's hear it.
This is Still Feel by Half Alive.
When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, getting closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. Trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced.
Okay, so that was Still Alive. That was quite groovy. I'd use groovy as the word to describe it. A great adjective, really. And definitely an underused word. This next artist is also an up-and-comer. He's expected to release his first album this year, but he hasn't even released an album yet, and he has Spotify songs with 80 million listens, 25 million, 19 million. He's featured with Chance the Rapper. So, like, he bops, for lack of a better way to say it. He is quite talented. No better way. It's a bop. So this is Noah Kahan, False Confidence. Also, fun fact, he's from the middle of nowhere, Vermont. Who saw it coming? Okay, so this is False Confidence.
Don't take yourself so seriously. Look at you all dressed up for someone you never see. You're here for a reason, but you don't know why. You're split and uneven, your hands to the sky. Surrender yourself. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again. Take me seriously. Look at me all fucked up over someone I'll never meet. And I wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up. Wonder why I tear myself down to be built back up again. Oh, I hope somehow I'll wake up young again. All that's left of myself holes in my false confidence. And now I lay myself down and hope I wake up young again.
Okay, so that was Noah Kahan. Again, another up-and-comer. Incredibly good. That's one of my favorite songs. This next song is a little more classic and very eclectic, and you might know it, but you might not. You've probably heard it and don't know the name, to be honest. But it's pretty good. This is In the Summertime by Mungo Jerry, who has probably the most aggressive sideburns ever. It just went off my computer. Isn't technology great. All right, here it is. Sorry about that.
Oh. your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it, make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Okay, so that was Mungo Jerry
classic
in the
Mungo.
Classic Mungo, the man with the greatest sideburns.
Now, I don't know about you, but I know that song exclusively from Just Dance.
No, never heard it.
In there wearing pineapple seeds. It was nuts.
Yeah, I wasn't a Just Dance guy.
That's such a shame.
Not a Just Dance guy. Twas not my game.
I'm like four, not two.
Yeah, whatever. It's all the same. Anyways, Jesus.
We're counting it today.
Yeah, yeah. It's our first day. We're a little rusty. It's the winter break rust, if you will.
Yeah, just gotta share.
I think we're a little more frozen than rusty. A little cold. It's a little chilly in New England. Anyways, we've been playing a lot of up and comers. We're probably gonna play a lot of up and comers on this show. This one's Billy Wilder with a Y, W Y L D E R.
Oh, these guys are phenomenal. I heard them over the summer at a bar down in Boston, absolutely tearing it up. These guys are great. A little slower for most folks, but still pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard them, so this is my first. This is 100 Years.
Sand and gold, I take some more, but it won't hold. Stripped to the bone, but hot from the sun. Light on my face, I was born a nun. I
filled my life with faces and friends. Forget the paycheck, it will come in the end. 1, 2, 3, 7, we're all alive. God bless the child, the truth will survive.
Okay, so that was Billy Wilder, 100 Years. Apparently they're from New Hampshire, and they definitely had that vibe, if you will.
Yeah, the story I heard is they met at a Occupy Wall Street rally and just started hitting it off.
Yep, definitely a vibe. I mean, maybe not everyone's vibe, but definitely you could definitely tell. There's some hippies up there, and they're definitely some of those hippies. They might be half the hippie population in New Hampshire since it's a small state. The four of them out of eight, it sounds about right.
Now, Ty, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We're going to get some 80s vibes right here with our next band. So what is your favorite 80s movie?
Top Gun.
All right.
You have to, if you're American and Top Gun isn't your favorite 80s movie, are you really an American? Ooh, let's pose some real questions for the crowd.
That's fair enough.
You could say that about some other movies too. It might not be my favorite 80s movie. But on the top of my head, I'd say it is. But there might be some contenders. Anything with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, all right.
Any Bond movie. But, I mean...
See, we're coming from different worlds here. Because I think 80s. I think Breakfast Club. Those slow jams.
No. I'm not going to lie. The Breakfast Club was ruined for me when I got to high school. I was like, okay, this is great. And then The Breakfast Club was nothing like high school. And I was like... That movie sucks.
Well, you can't all be the bad boy.
I was just, you know, I was expecting high school to be a little more like, what's the director's name? I'm blanking. Who directed The Breakfast Club?
Oh my God, he's
famous. I mean, he did that, Pretty in Pink, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles. He did all of them. Ferris Bueller. Oh my God, what's his name? But every movie he did, you know, you're just like looking at it and you're like, oh, high school's totally going to be like Ferris Bueller. I mean, obviously I wasn't going to drive around in a Ferrari, but like you know, it could have been like The Breakfast Club, and it wasn't, because that movie's just completely preposterous. Actually, I was reading with Dazed and Confused, when Gary Lineker, that's the director of that, when he filmed that, he said, I watched The Breakfast Club as a kid and all that and expected high school to be like that, and it wasn't, and I wanted to make a real representation of high school. Like, I wanted to show what it really was to be a kid. So that's why I think Dazed and Confused is a way better high school movie. And then he actually made, like, a quote-unquote spiritual sequel to it called Everybody Wants Some, or Everyone Wants Some. And that was incredible, and it takes place in college, like the first weekend of college with these baseball players, and it's just like college in the 80s, which is nothing like college now, because Tufts is not quite like this movie. If you watch it, you'll see entirely what I mean. But basically, the noise complaints and public nuisance laws in this area definitely make sure that we cannot have these types of fiestas. There's been the subduance of youth in America. Because, you know, all the old people who used to have fun are like, oh, everyone should be old like us. And I'm like, I'm sorry I was born 30 years after you. My bad. You know, we can't all mature at the same rate because some of us were born at different times. I think people forget that. But anyways, we're going to bring in an 80s-style slow jam. This is an up-and-coming band from Montana.
No, Arkansas.
Arkansas. I didn't even know there were bands in Arkansas or Montana, really. I didn't even know there were people there.
Way mostly. Out there. I heard them live as well last Friday, and they tore it up.
Okay,
I actually really liked it.
You go to a lot of concerts, buddy.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, so this is Tokyo by Joan Tokyo. There's no Tokyo in Arkansas, though. Okay, this is Tokyo.
I think they're talking about Tokyo, Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Touching my heart, you're touching me. Feel it, I can feel it burn. It's more than a spark, this fire in me. Tokyo, on the first flight out tomorrow. Don't know what the future holds, I just wanna feel this moment. Maybe this is summer love, maybe we're just living for tonight. Tonight tonight.
Okay, so that was Tokyo by Joan. This next song is not mine to introduce.
This is Dance On Through. This is by Human Beans. And that's B-E-I-N-Z. And this is going to have... this is just a good time, no lie. It just makes me irrationally happy to hear. It's just a kind of upbeat good time.
All right, we're looking at some upbeat good times. Okay, I like that. All right, here we go. Human Beans with a Z. Totally tubular.
Totally.
Okay, so that was Dance On Through by the
Human Beans.
The Human Beans, which was definitely a tubular song. I think I chose the right word. There were definitely some West Coast hippies in that.
Yeah, so we were discussing while the song was playing. There's two real kinds of hippies, and I think it stems from the Beatles. You got Paul and John there, you know?
Yep.
And Paul, he's falling in love with every male girl he sees. Lovely, Rita. And you got John in the bathroom writing angsty poetry. And I think that's some East Coast, West Coast right there.
Yeah, it's the East Coast, West Coast hippies. I think it's just the East Coast, West Coast mentality. It's like, the West Coast is like, hey, everything's fine, man. Let's have a good time. And the East Coast is like,
good weather.
East Coast, it's like, it's cold and everything's terrible. Even though not everything's terrible. But like, you know, I mean, I can't look at one song by Bob Dylan and be like, that's distinctly happy. I mean, I don't think there's one. Everything's just got like a little bit, just like a few touches of angst. It's almost too much. It's like, yeah, shelter from the storm, sure. Except in the end, like, that song's about his relationship with his wife who he divorced, and like, that's where it ends. And it's like, I'll still give you shelter from the storm, but bye, have a good life. It's like, geez, like, you know, very few of his songs are happy. Even the times are changing. It's like, yeah, you're still gonna drown. So
some crazy hippie angst.
Okay, well, anyways, since we were going back to the 60s with that last song from 67, I brought it back to some old school R&B. So this is Too Late to Turn Back Now by the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. I found this on a movie, Black Klansman, that was by...
Spike Lee.
Yep, Spike Lee.
It's playing this Friday.
The crazy New York Knicks supporter. As we all know, Reggie Miller told him he choked. He did. It was Reggie Miller versus Spike Lee in the 90s for basketball, for any fans out there. We all know that the Knicks were actually just Spike Lee and Indiana was just Reggie Miller. And we know it was just them playing. Anyways, this was discovered due to it being in a movie of his. It's a good song.
And
it's
an excellent movie.
Yeah, and true song about love right here. Touching. Brings a tear to your eye. So this is Too Late to Turn Back Now. Okay, so that was Too Late to Turn Back Now, which is some classic R&B, some classic soul. You can just feel it deep inside. This next song is also R&B. It's not as old, not even close to as old. I mean, the last one was like the Cornelius Brothers. You know when people are performing as brothers, it's old because I haven't heard of any band beat the Brothers since like the Allman Brothers. But this next song is pretty modern, but still R&B. This is Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean, which was actually his coming out song. He's bisexual. No one even knew it. And they got on stage on Coachella, did this. I learned that from my brother, actually. But everyone was kind of blown away. So, you know, guy's got some guts to come out like that just in front of, like, you know, what, a million plus people. Just, yeah, no big deal. But it's also a jam. It's also named after one of my favorite movies. Who doesn't love Forrest Gump? It's a feel good. It shows that anybody can be anything in America.
know. I have some mixed reviews. It did beat out Pulp Fiction.
Because it's Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is better than Pulp Fiction. If you watch Pulp Fiction in actual order, it's not even good. What makes it so special is that it's told
breaking
non-
my heart.
No, literally someone put it like in order on YouTube, and it's just like kind of boring. It's like the entire thing about the movie is that it's non-sequential, so it gives you some sort of enlightenment. But it, I don't know. The story's just like, it's okay, but it's not Forrest Gump.
I won't let you break our viewers' hearts. No, no, no. Pulp Fiction versus Forrest Gump. I would take Pulp Fiction any day of the week.
No. No.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree, but let's... let's
hear. Anyways, we know Reservoir Dogs is better than Pulp Fiction.
Ooh,
anyways, this is... you know, like, the great thing about Reservoir Dogs is... The other problem with Pulp Fiction is he shows you every scene. Reservoir Dogs, it leaves something to the imagination. You know, you don't know what went wrong. You just know it went wrong. Anyways, this is... We got way off track. This is Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean.
I wanna see pom-poms from the stands. Come on, come on. My fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I know you're Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle, but you're so buff and so strong. I'm nervous, Forrest. Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, run 44, but you kept running past the end zone. Oh, where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you run my mind, boy. Running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, forest green, forest blues. I'm remembering you. This is love, I know it's true. I won't forget you. You, oh you. It's for you forever. It's for you, Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Okay, so that was that was Forrest Gump by Frank Ocean. Silky smooth voice.
Oh, love his voice.
The next song we're going to play is Deborah by T-Rex. Deborah, if you'd like to say it that way.
Trex, if you ask Baby Driver.
Yeah, which is a great movie, in case you don't know it. It's about a guy who drives cars. He has tinnitus in his ear. He's insane. He's in love with a girl named Deborah. So there's a lot of songs about Deborah. And a lot of songs about people named Baby, because it's kind of like their thing. They play songs to each other. And he helps people rob banks, and he's a getaway driver, but he's conflicted. There's a moral conundrum, and it's great.
Getaway driver with a perfect soundtrack.
I'm all ears. And unreal skills. Also, he's just a really nice kid throughout the movie. He's like a reluctant robber, which is just nice to see. You know, it's a little bit of a shift. But anyways, the song is by T-Rex, and about them, which I thought was pretty cool, is them and David Bowie were coming up at the same time, and they're kind of nobodies together. And, you know, they're both known for their weird eccentric styles. And when they were first starting out, they'd actually dumpster dive in, like, the fashion district of London, which, like, if you know London, it's very renowned for, like, its fashion, its style, and its custom clothing. And, you know, they throw out all the scraps of clothing or anything that they didn't sell within a certain amount of time. And these guys would dive into the dumpsters and, like, steal old clothes and put them on. And it's just kind of crazy to think about, like, these up-and-coming artists who became huge just jumping into dumpsters to find their outfits for, like, these crazy concerts that they had.
I like to think that Bowie did it even after he made it big.
Oh, Bowie never stopped. Bowie definitely never stopped. That man was a strange man. I mean, he had two eyes that were different colors. Like, just kind of creepy. Also, I mean, you know, he was David Bowie. There was definitely a few screws loose. He was an alien for like four concerts.
David freaking Bowie.
Exactly.
Just one of a kind.
Anyways, this is Deborah by T-Rex, or Deborah, whatever you want to say.
Always look like a Zebrae. His angle face is like a galleon, bored with mysteries of the Spanish main, a Deborah. Duggery, 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 la da 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 da. Duggery, 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 la da 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 da. Deborah, always dressed like a conjurer. It's fine to see your young face hiding in the stallion that I'm riding, Deborah. La da 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 da.
Okay, we can cut out the applause at the end. It was clearly a live rendition. This next song, I don't know. Take it away, Spanky Delay.
These guys are pretty cool. Have not heard them in concert, unfortunately. They're definitely a little bigger than the other guys we've been playing. This is Ripe. Talk to the Moon.
They're still not that big, though. They only have like a million listens on their song. They're still up-and-comers, if you ask me.
Well, there's a reason I'm playing them.
So, in case you missed it, we really like our up-and-comers on this show. This is Talk to the Moon, Ripe. or Ripe, the song is Talk to the Moon. I should keep an order on that and make it more coherent.
Queen of the Street.